Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let me tell you something. This is a morning, and I want to wish everybody a good morning. It will not be as cold today as it was yesterday, but I won't really have to do a whole lot this morning, because all I have to do on a morning like this is open up the phones and listen to your comments. Because it was not what people wanted yesterday for a few reasons. All right, so we'll start on this Saturday morning, and I hope it's a good Saturday morning for you. It's not good for Phillies fans, and it may not be good for Eagles fans, and we'll get to all that. Sixers, we don't even care about anymore. They're just like, they're so irrelevant, it's ridiculous. But here's the thing. So I won't even get into all that. I mean, there might be a point somebody may want to talk about it. Not the start that Phillies fans were anticipating, wanting. Not the start that they were excited to go into opening game. There's only one opening day each year. Now, you'll hear the standard baseball phrase. There's 162 games. That was only one of 162. Yeah, but there's only one opening day. And the Phillies have it tough the next 2 days because they're facing two tough left-handers. So, the Atlanta Braves have some really good pitching. But that's not really the point today. There were other things that really we can look at. All right, so you will have opinions about this bullpen that everybody said was so great. It didn't look great yesterday. I mean, Zach Wheeler pitched terrific. He was terrific. But of course, in the world of baseball these days, in the world of the Phillies, we gotta put pitchers in a bubble wrap. Put them in a bubble wrap. We don't want to have them throw too many pitches, because you know they. Who knows what they could do? Oh my gosh! You know, you used to have pitchers that complete games were expected by the great pitchers. It was something that happened almost in a regular, normal fashion. Steve Carlton, I think for his career, had 141 some pickoffs, but I don't know how many complete games he had, but he had to have an unbelievable large number. And the pitchers, what's the matter? They didn't throw as hard back then? Sure, they threw as hard. You know, because the radar guns are different now. They're different because they gauge the speed of the pitch from as soon as it comes out of the pitcher's hands rather than when it crosses home plate. So I don't want to hear about velocity up now more. It's better than it used to be. I am so tired. This is one of my issues. I am so tired of the babying of pitchers. The Phillies aren't the only ones. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The guy was breezing. Zach Wheeler, he had a couple of, I wouldn't even call shaky, a couple of innings where there was hits here and there. But the fact that they baby him so much, but that's just, that's probably, that feeds into part of the issues. The issue of pitching, the bullpen, that was, I want to say it was a joke, but it wasn't funny. It was awful. It was awful. Alvarado, oh, just one of those games. Strom, oh, just one of those games. Really? Oh, okay. 9 runs in 2 innings from that bullpen. 9 runs. And at least the Phillies pitching gave you a variety. You had hits. You had wild pitches. You had bases loaded walks, wild pitches that scored a run. You had it all. So you had a nice variety of things that the Phillies did. But, all right, so here are the issues. The issue, it's on the back end. The babying of pitchers nowadays is a joke. You know, I'm bringing bubble wrap next time. Oh, my gosh. Aaron Nola, who in his career has thrown a lot of innings. Are we going to make sure that he doesn't exert himself to go past 90 pitches? Oh, my gosh. Oh. This is going to happen every day for weeks. Actually, maybe for months. I don't do it. The way the Phillies, and again, there's other teams, baby the pitchers. Oh, my gosh, poor Zach Wheeler. Are you kidding me? He might have to throw 100 pitches? Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. It's terrible. But the bullpen sucked. The manager, I'm sure there's going to be people that have their opinions about the manager, Rob Thompson. I will say this. Once you knew Strom didn't have it, get his ass out of there. All right, just get him out of there. But you can't, I guess, in reality, now you got to throw to 3 batters. So now you're stuck. But that sequence, because he knew there was going to be a pinch hitter. He said it. Rob Thompson said it. We're going to play what he said after the game. But it's just, I guess the first problem was you took Zach Wheeler out too early. The second problem was you brought in Strom. And then Alvarado didn't have it. But so how much of this do you blame on the manager, on the bullpen? But let's not leave the last thing out. Their offense was brutal. And, oh, well, Zach Strider, he might be the best pitcher in the National League or in baseball. I get it. But he was out after 5 innings. So you didn't do anything against the other pitchers. I don't count that run in the ninth. That was a joke. Because once the Phillies got on first base, they just let the guy take second base. I don't think that was registered as a stolen base. And the run in the ninth was bogus. Nick Castellanos, the guy's just trying to throw strikes. So he gets a base hit. They're not going to run with 2 outs. Irrelevant run. The offense was 5 hits. 5. 5, I can just count them on one hand because I still have 5 fingers. 5 hits. But what I need more than 2 hands for is the number of strikeouts. Oh, wait a minute. But in the world of analytics, strikeouts don't matter. It doesn't matter. 15 strikeouts, it's okay. It's okay. 15 strikeouts. The offense was brutal. So you can look at all these things. It was a combination of a bleep show. It was brutal. It was brutal. And I know the Phillies are a good team. I get all that. But there's only one opening day every year. There's only one opening day. And this was it. And it was so, and the fans, I mean, withstood the cold. It was cold out there yesterday. And it was cold because of the wind. You know, the game should have been played on Thursday. You know, and I've already made my point on Twitter with the forecasts that come out of these meteorologists, which is ridiculous. It's awful. It's awful. And it's not the Phillies' fault that they postponed the game to Friday. It's the forecast. So they just go by the forecast. And the forecast, well, rain. I had said a couple of days earlier, it's probably going to stop by the afternoon, which it did. It was a few raindrops there. No big deal. But, you know, for what, 30 seconds? I mean, ridiculous. And the difference is people say, oh, it was a nicer day on Friday. The sun was out on Friday, but it wasn't a nicer day. It wasn't as cold on Thursday. It was I'm telling you, I was in the press box and they opened the windows. And I went down in the stands for a little while to say hello to people, but it was cold. I was shivering, literally, and this is no joke. I was shivering in the press box. I'm going to wear a suit. I didn't think I needed to bring a coat, which most people needed a coat. And then I like the people. I post videos after the game, which I think are interesting to people, especially based on what happened. You know, I didn't post any video of Rob Thompson before the game because he didn't say anything. And after the game, explained the bullpen situation and Zach Wheeler only throwing 89 pitches, posted that. People got all over my video because it seemed a little cloudy. It was a little cloudy. I don't care about the quality of the video. My intention is to supply people with the information of what they said. But I think it was cloudy because the phone was fine afterwards, because the phone was basically sitting outside the whole day. And I think the cold weather affected the camera. I really believe it affected the camera. So you want to jump on me for that? Go ahead, jump on me for the video. Who cares? All right. So we'll have a lot to talk about with the Phillies. You know, blame the manager, the bullpen, or the offense. You have a multiple choice there. Then you can discuss whatever you'd like to discuss. The Eagles made a trade yesterday. They haven't announced it officially, but it's done. Hassan Reddick is now traded for a conditional third-round pick. Could be a second round. It could flip-flop for years. Whatever it is, that's the best that we're going to do. That is the best that we're going to do. And there's multiple reasons why I think, I'm not sure why I think from what I've heard, they traded him. And we'll discuss that during the show too. But I know people are upset. And I love these morons, and they're morons. Well, why don't you just give him a couple more million and to make him happy? Why don't we all do that? Why don't we all do that? Hey, listen, I want more. Well, just to keep us all happy in your job. And why don't you do it with the other players? You know, why don't you just give everybody more money just out of the goodness of your heart? What a stupid, asinine comment. Why don't you just give them a couple more million? How can you do that? It's so stupid. What a stupid, asinine, foolish comment. Well, just give them a couple more million. Keep them happy. Oh, okay. And then you got to do it. Why stop there? Why don't you just do it with everybody? Why don't you just, you know, just take them to the bank. Hey, what do you want? What do you want? Let me get it for you. All right, 215. We've got to include the area code. 215-592-9494. We have a lot to talk about this morning. The question today, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, where I know It's been crazy the last few days. Probably crazy that watching the Phillies game there, and crazy with the NCAA tournament. And the food's great. I mean, everything about McGurk's is great. You know, they're in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville, another location soon to come. Here's the question. It's really based on the excitement and anticipation of what we were looking forward to with opening day. Highly anticipated games or moments that were big disappointments. Highly anticipated games or moments that were big disappointments. And we can stick with Philadelphia sports because there's, in this town, there is a lot. there is a lot. All right, 215-592-9494 is your number. Before we go to take care of some business here, Rob Thompson, after the game, and we'll start from the beginning. It was really the first question. It seemed like people were waiting for a question, so I asked like to explain his thoughts on the way he used the rotation of the bullpen. If you have it, Ben, let's play the first Rob Thompson comment here.
Rob, can you explain the pitching sequence in the seventh inning?
The pitching sequence?
Yeah. I mean, obviously that's where it started to fall apart.
Well, with Strom starting the inning? Yeah. Well, with the two lefties in there, felt like that was a pretty good spot for him. We knew that they were going to pinch hit. Didn't mind the matchup, him on Duvall. Just hung a breaking ball. So, and really, it was very uncharacteristic of our entire bullpen that last three innings. A lot of walks. Just didn't seem to have a feel for throwing strikes.
They didn't have a feel for throwing strikes. And that was part of the cold weather. I mean, Zach Wheeler mentioned it afterwards. You know, the cold weather's not an excuse. They were just awful. So then he kind of explained, Rob Thompson kind of explained that further.
Plus, early in the season now, we got to be careful with how we use our bullpen. So once we got past Duvall, then I had to go to Hoffman. Because some of these guys aren't going to be able to go back-to-back. So you got to be careful with that. Strom threw the ball extremely well during spring training, got left-handers out, got right-handers out. We just liked his pitches against Duvall.
Why do you think Alvarado struggled like he did?
Looked like he just couldn't get a feel for the baseball. Maybe it was the cold weather, I'm not sure. But like I said, very uncharacteristic of really our entire pen, and they'll be better. I'm not concerned about that.
Couldn't get a feel for the baseball. I got to say it was cold, but that's still no excuse. Thursday it wasn't as cold. I'll still stand on that. Thursday it wasn't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Cool. All right. We're going to take a little break. Kind of gather your thoughts. And, well, I mean, this was ugly. You know what? Let's get one thought before we take care of business. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Morning, King.
Morning.
King, listening to talk about the Phillies pitching. Mm-hmm. Now, this has been going on for some time now.
Okay, let's just deal with yesterday. All right?
Oh,
let's
well,
just deal
all
with
right.
yesterday.
Okay. Well, yesterday, the manager said, well, it was cold. It was cold for the other team, too. They scored 9 runs, only gave up 3.
Yes, that's the case. Wait a minute. You mean the heat, the temperature didn't go up for the Braves?
You no, mean my point
it was cold
is,
for them too, huh?
Exactly. Wow. Exactly.
Yeah, that's not an excuse. And it was cold. It was cold.
Yes.
That's not an excuse.
Yes.
And that's not an excuse for the hitters. They had 5 hits, and one of them was in the 9th inning when it didn't even matter.
So. The other teams playing in the same weather, and like you just said, 9
okay,
runs.
Okay, so who do you point the finger at the most in the loss yesterday?
The manager.
So you're all over Topper, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you why.
All right, tell me why.
They have this system now. It's been going on for years where the manager says, oh, we're happy we got 5 innings out of the start. Now you got to bring in a short reliever, a middle reliever, a long reliever, and a closer. 5 pitches. And what? And those pitches that they bring in, they are not available the next day.
Well, I would say that it's likely that most of them won't be available
correct.
Today and maybe shouldn't be available today.
Yeah. I mean, they pitched two
Yeah, okay. You know, so you're pointing to the manager, which
correct.
You know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that do that. All right.
I mean,
so my question today, if you choose to answer it, to attempt to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, a highly anticipated game or moment that was a big disappointment.
Well, King,
what?
I'll tell you about that.
Well, I just asked a question. I didn't
sure.
ask for a book here.
But it goes back too many years for your callers. But I was there in the Spectrum where it was anticipated that the Sixers were going to beat the Celtics. Celtics come in. It's the 7th game. And they beat the Sixers.
That was in the 80s, and that's okay. So it's 40 years ago, but there's a lot of people that do remember that. All right, I'm going to put Sixers losing to Celtics in the playoffs. All right, that's your disappointment. All right, and I understand that because it was the Celtics back at that time. All right, Joe, have a great weekend. I'm Howard Eskin on a Saturday that may not be a happy Saturday for a lot of people after that. Real big disappointment yesterday. All right. It's just unbelievable. Really was, when you think about it. You know, I want to mention something. I don't know if it's going to go, you know, be mentioned upon deaf ears. Something about the ballpark yesterday was really drove me nuts. And it may have driven other people crazy, too. We'll get to that. I'm Howard Eskin. You got the numbers. Coming off a bad day. The time now is 8:21. Saturday morning is not the same with what happened yesterday. I don't even have to say much. And I'm going to play Zach Wheeler's comment on being taken out after 89 pitches. I don't even know if that sounds like a lot. But, you know what? There's got to be a bubble wrap company that can be a sponsor of the Phillies, because, and just keep it around the pitching staff and around the bullpen, because bubble wrap is what they need. There's a lot more signage in the ballpark, which affects one of the issues and problems that I have. I mean, the ballpark looked great. I get all that. But they've done something which I know is not pleasing to me, and it's probably not going to be pleasing, or it wasn't pleasing to the fans. But I'll get into that. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Scott, King of Prussia. Scott, what's happening?
Good morning, Howard. How you doing?
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. So,
You know, I've never had a bad day in my life, even though I froze my ass off yesterday. I'm still another good day.
Yeah. So when I take a look at yesterday, it was clear that Wheeler didn't have his best stuff, but he battled. He hung in there. His velo
was
down
really
a little bit.
He was really good.
Yeah, he really was good to hang in there. We scratched out two runs against Strider. Strider's a beast. I can only imagine what 99 to 87 looks like behind the plate. It's not a surprise to me that we had so many strikeouts. I would like to evaluate the strikeouts against a different pitcher. I don't toss that game out, but I also don't hold that against the Phillies, because Strider's going to get his strikeouts against anybody.
Okay.
So,
you know what? Can let me just check something with you. Strider pitched how many innings yesterday?
Five innings.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm what I saw in the box score. He pitched five innings. All right. So now that was four other innings. The baseball game's nine innings. I'm correct with that too, right?
You are correct.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I'm on a roll right now.
You are on a roll. Two for two.
Okay. So now he only pitched five innings. The game is nine innings. They had 15 strikeouts. So okay. That means in the next four innings, they had seven strikeouts against
Howard.
Pitchers that weren't Strider.
That's true. That's true. That's a good
okay,
point.
Okay, Mike, I'm right with my math again. How about that?
You are. That is a good point. And then the strikeout issue is an issue, and it has been for the Phillies. However, just against Strider, I'll toss it out. You're absolutely right when the pen came in. My main reason for calling in is I want to get the ground rules with you correct for this upcoming year.
Okay.
Last year during the series, anybody who called in with criticisms of Topper, you shot down. You simply didn't allow it. So now you're whispering that Topper might have made a bad decision, and I'll go so far as to say he made the wrong decision by not putting Hoffman in.
Okay, but
Hoffman,
here's where
can I finish?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hoffman was warm. Okay, he was ready to go. It was clear to everybody that our lefty didn't have it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Strom did not have it. There was no reason to leave him in versus Duvall. The move needed to be made right there, and it was not made. And I'm just curious, is that something that you're willing to come out and say today that was a mistake by Topper?
Okay, well, let me address this. And I think the rule still exists where you have to throw to three batters, right?
He did throw to three batters. He threw to three batters. Duvall was the fourth.
Okay. All right. Yes, he should have been taken out.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you don't have to thank me.
I need to thank you. Because this is what I was looking for. I was looking for a critical Howard Eskin willing to criticize.
I think
and now
the manager
he's back,
is,
and that makes me happy.
The manager is one of the issues of blame yesterday. That is one of the – because I just don't like – Well, it started with taking out Wheeler, you know, and I'm so tired of this. Well, you know, he's got a long season and, you know, all that nonsense. I get it. You know, I just don't.
Howard, you said
the
it
reason,
yourself,
the reason
how cold
the pitchers,
it was.
The reason the pitchers don't pitch much longer is because they're babied. Just give them a teething ring and a bottle and just say, hey, when it gets to the fifth or sixth inning, do you want your teething ring now? Do you want the bottle? You know, we take you out and we'll put you back to bed, you know, give you a little nap. It's a joke. So, but the reality, especially in baseball, and the manager can make mistakes, and I think he mishandled the way he used his pitchers yesterday. You know,
right.
Not everybody may agree. That's fine. But the bullpen sucked. Okay.
Yes, it did.
And the offense sucked.
Yes,
so,
it did.
You know, you got Marsh without a one swing of the bat, and you get two runs. And I mean, it's congratulations to Brad Marsh. He hit a home run against maybe the best pitcher in baseball, and that's great. But 2-0 against Atlanta, what that team does, they're never out of it. They are never out of it. It's just that's because they're the Atlanta Braves are a really good team. So you have got to, your offense has got to be better. And so that's part of the blame too. The players play the game. So
the
bullpen didn't play well, and the offense was brutal too.
You're absolutely right. There are several things you can point at too in yesterday's game. I'm just happy to hear that you're willing to hold Topper accountable for his decisions, because last year you were not.
Yeah, I absolutely am. You know, I think Rob Thomson, basically, and I've said this multiple times, baseball managers don't win games. They only lose games. And they lose maybe, it could be 5 to 10 a year. They could lose 5 to 10 a year. I don't think the game yesterday, although I don't think Rob Thomson did a good job yesterday, the bullpen was terrible, and the offense didn't show up. So you got to look at two things. I mean, they know they didn't hit. You know, I haven't even mentioned Bryce Harper. And he spoke after the game, and he didn't say anything. He struck out 3 times.
Right. Lots of different things go into why we lost that game yesterday.
Correct.
And Topper is one of them. Like I said, I'm just happy that you're willing to hold him accountable for decisions. I'm not saying that decision was the game. It was not the game, but it is a part of the game.
That's correct. All right, let me just tell you something. I keep it real, okay? You understand I keep it real. And if he needs to be criticized, I will criticize him. I will criticize him.
Last year you didn't keep it real.
What's that?
Last year, nobody else is listening. This is just you and I having a conversation.
Oh, is that right?
Last year you didn't keep it real with Topper.
Well, I thought I did, but in baseball, I put more of the blame on the players. All right, what the question today?
I understand
your highly anticipated game or moment that was a disappointment.
The biggest one for me is the Tampa Bay game. The Jervis is just not advanced. Losing that game was the biggest hollow feeling. That Eagle game was just horrendous.
That was brutal. All right, Scott, you have a great weekend, and Scott, you keep it real, okay? See you later. Let's go to, is that Bob? Bob in Delran. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Paradise is what you make it, and it wasn't paradise yesterday at the ballpark.
I was thinking of you Wednesday. We stayed at the lovely Borgata, which is a great spot.
Hey, that place is hopping now with the NCAA tournament. That sports, the obviously the Borgata and the sports book is absolutely hopping with these NCAA
packed
games.
Yep.
I mean, these people are just
great.
They're having a good time down there in the sports book. Trust me.
So, of course, everybody's disappointed, you know, with a home opening game like that. And I guess the biggest thing is, how do we fix that problem? How do you? So who's your starting pitcher today?
Aaron Nola.
Nola.
Obviously, very excellent pitcher. But so the Braves are rolling out an excellent pitcher too.
I mean, we all know the Braves. They're such a big hitting team. It's unbelievable.
Well, everything they do, that's why they won over 100 games last year. Everything they do is good.
Very good. They're great.
I mean, Freed is a great pitcher too. Strider, Freed. I think Sale is going to go tomorrow. So they're rolling some pitchers out against the Phillies. Phillies have all they can do to try to win these next two games. It's not easy.
They're going to have to start creating some runs.
Well, they've got to score. Yeah.
They
got to pitch. It's a game of baseball, but you got to score some runs. You can't expect to win when you score 2 runs. And yesterday, although the final was 9-3, they only scored 2 runs. That game in the ninth inning was meaningless, absolutely meaningless. So they got to score runs. And you can't win scoring those few runs, and you can't win striking out 15 times, and you can't win only getting 5 hits, and the ninth was irrelevant.
The Braves had 13 hits. They had 40 at-bats with 13 hits yesterday.
I know. It's just incredible. I mean, it's not incredible. That's who they are. But you gotta be better to beat them. You gotta be better to beat them.
And like you said,
in a lot of areas, and the Phillies were not better. Phillies were not better in any area. Not
like you said earlier about starting out. Okay, big deal. We're up two runs at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Guess what? That's nothing.
All right. So the question today is, who do you blame the most?
I blame the whole team. I don't just blame Topper.
No, it's not. It's not just the manager.
No, it's the whole team.
So if you had to pick one, if you were, you know, somebody said, I'm only accepting one answer, who would you go? I mean, it was the whole team. Yeah, but who would you go?
Well, I picked the leader of the team. The leader of the team is Bryce Harper.
Okay. So you blame him and his three strikeouts. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's the leader of the team. He's the example that he's setting, right?
Yep. All right, so now your biggest disappointment with a game or a moment in Philadelphia sports?
I want to go back a little bit, but my biggest disappointment was 1993, and was, of course, Joe Carter against Mitch Williams.
I was there, too. That was in Toronto. All right. That was a crushing moment. That was a crushing moment. All right, Bob, you have a great weekend. It was not a good day. By the way, Friday, and I'm going to mention this, next Friday, the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the minor league team in Wilmington, Delaware, is honoring me because I'm going to receive an honorary doctorate at Goldie Beacom College in Wilmington on May 3rd, honoring me and allowing me to throw out the first pitch of their game, the Wilmington Blue Rocks game, Friday night, April 5th. And you might want to be there because I'm going to throw a strike. You know, I don't know how hard I'm going to throw it. I'm going to try to put a little zip on it, too, to mix both of them. You don't want to blow out your arm that early in the season. Of course, the Phillies don't want to do it with Zach Wheeler, so why should I do it? But anyway, that's Friday night, the Wilmington Blue Rocks. I'm throwing out the first pitch. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back. I'm going to explain what the pet peeve now that I have, the irritation that I now have at the Phillies ballpark. You know, besides what happened in the game, there's something else that just drove me crazy yesterday. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:40.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
94 WIP on this Saturday morning. Not a good day after Phillies fans, and they left early, and there was good reason to leave early. That's all right. It was cold. It alleviated a lot of the traffic problems after the game. It's a good thing. Hassan Reddick, and I'm sure we'll hear from some people whether they're upset, they're okay with Reddick getting traded. Third round pick, which could be in 2026. If he's going to be a problem, then you got to move on. But the Phillies are obviously the biggest topic today. All right, let me go to the phones, and I'm going to play Zach Wheeler, and I do want to tell you about the ballpark, which is kind of, you know, a little annoying to me today too. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, what's going on, man?
You tell me.
Listen, people freaking out about the Phillies. I'm not even worried about it. It's the first game of the season. I mean, come on. The Phillies have proven to us that it doesn't matter. As long as they get in the playoffs, they're going to be viable to go to the World Series.
Yeah, but they want to win the division, too.
Whatever. It's nice, but I care less. I know the Braves, they just got a great team. But, I mean, when it comes to the butt-cutting time, we beat them. So, you know what I mean? I'm not worried about the Phillies.
I'm sorry. Did the Phillies get to the World Series last year?
Well, no, I'm saying they're viable, too good at World Series. I know we have to get over that. And that Arizona series still stings. But, I mean, the first game of the season, I'm not tripping over anything. Okay. I don't even care.
There's only one opening day, right? You know.
Oh, okay, Howard. You know, okay, for the little kids, they saw a loss, well, whatever.
For the fans, for the excitement.
It is what it is, Howard. We're not playing the, you know, Detroit Tigers. We're playing the Braves.
Right,
and if the Braves have any gumption, they should want to beat us. We'll beat them, knock them out the playoffs 2 years in a row. Okay. So, hey, it is what it is.
Okay.
But listen, this is what I really want to talk about. The Eagles know they made a bad trade. They know they got by the Jets because not only did they wait for the Friday news dump, they waited for the Friday news dump during the Phillies game, and they announced it after the Phillies were up 2-0. So they
Time out. The Eagles haven't announced anything yet. It was a sourced information, and I believe the source. The Eagles haven't announced anything.
They haven't announced, but how that doesn't get out unless the Eagles probably announce.
But they haven't announced anything. Hey, listen, in today's world of social media, it doesn't matter. And the Eagles stuff lasts for weeks and months. It doesn't. This topic will be discussed right into the season. So I don't care whether they did it on Friday. In 10, 15 years ago, when you'd bury something on a Friday, it would get buried.
So is this a big coincidence then, Howard? Is this a big coincidence?
Well, maybe the Jets wanted to get it. They finally just got it done. I think could have happened too. The Jets apparently are going to give Hassan Reddick a new deal. And they weren't going to make the trade unless they knew they could do something beyond the trade. So maybe the deal really didn't get done until yesterday. And the Eagles didn't want to release it. Well, you know, there's somebody that feeds stuff to, and I get that. And that's not
we're not naive. We know what happened.
But I don't care. But maybe the deal for him with the Jets didn't get done. I don't really care when it was released. It happened. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go. It's not like something gets buried and we forget about it. We're not going to forget about Hassan Reddick. All right. So, that you're whining about that is ridiculous.
Well, all right. Well, but the point is this. They got him for a pick that's two years from now. It might be a second, but it's probably going to be a three, maybe a second, whatever. But it's 2 years from now. How does that help us next year? Now, we got Bryce Huff from the Jets, and if you listen to Jody McDonald,
here's the way I'm going to respond to that. If Hassan Reddick was going to be a problem, and he obviously wasn't happy, if he was going to be a problem, you don't want any problems. I like Hassan Reddick. He's a good player and a good guy. Wasn't very good against the run, but he's going to get double digit sacks again for sure. And I get it. But if he wasn't going to be happy here, and they just don't want that around, so they feel that and who knows how Vic Fangio is going to play that defense. All right, what is your most highly anticipated moment or game that was a big disappointment?
Oh, it's not too long ago. Mine is, because I've been on this Sixers train. Mine is 2021. We was up 3-2 on the Hawks, coming back to Philly, and they beat us twice. That was my
typical of the 76ers. All right, Matthew, have a great weekend. You know what? Do I want to waste my time with Lamont? I'm going to have Lamont wait. All right, let's go to we're going to have Lamont wait a little bit. Let's go to James. James, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King.
What's happening?
Listen, people on your station, and I'm going to name names like Jack Fritz, Joe Giglio, they constantly say the defense is not going to be good without Hassan Reddick. But I'll bet $100 to any charity that they want that they're not willing to stand on that. They saying it with a surety Like, they know for sure that Hassan Reddick is going to make the defense instantly bad. All the Eagles did, King, was traded Hassan Reddick for Bryce Huff in the draft pick. That's all they did. They just switched players. They're the same player.
Well, I think you have a new defensive coordinator who obviously has a great reputation. I think the defense is going to be a little bit different. I mean, they know what they're doing. Now the players got to play, and you've added two players, which will help. How much, we'll see. But I don't. You can't pay attention to Jack Fritz talking about football because he thinks he knows baseball. You know, Jack just, you know, is on the high and mighty about him being base. So, you know, he thinks he knows baseball. So just he should got to stay in his lane. So when he talks about football, you just got to, you know, treat it with a grain of salt.
King, I want to say that every time you put out information, it'd be 100% accurate. And I appreciate that.
I just, hey, that's the way I roll. What can I tell you? Hey, James, what is your most disappointing moment or game?
Does it have to be Philly sports?
No, I'll let you go out of the box.
I was going to say Mike Tyson and Buster Douglas.
So you were disappointed that Buster Douglas kicked his ass, huh?
Yeah, because everybody had Mike Tyson as the favorite going in. Mike was going to destroy this guy.
Yep,
I
remember.
Buster Douglas just did the opposite.
All right. Hey, man, thanks for the call. All right, let's Zach Wheeler. I asked Zach Wheeler yesterday about coming out after 89 pitches. Pretty simple, straightforward question. All right, here's Zach Wheeler.
Did you feel you could have gone longer than six innings?
I mean, I didn't go that long in spring all that much. So, like I said, it's game one, start one. You don't want to press on the gas too much. Unfortunately, you know, it's a long season. So he's got to keep that in mind. And I didn't get the buildup that I normally would have because, you know, some things that happened in spring. So I think I missed a start, and I probably would have been up to 80 or 90 pitches and been able to go a little bit deeper today. But it's not the end of the world, and 30-something more starts. So,
you know, he kind of had the back of the manager. If he was asked to go another inning, he would never complain. He'd always take the baseball. And I'm so tired of pitchers being wrapped in bubble wrap. I am tired of it. I mean, it just, are they that soft? Are pitchers in baseball and with the Phillies that soft? No, I don't think they're that soft. I don't think he would have any problem. And if you threw 10 to 12 more pitches, is that going to make a difference? Yeah, it would have made a difference because the bullpen, you could have gone to it later. Yeah, but he was coming through the lineup another time. Yeah, you don't want to come through the lineup another time. It's another thing. The analytics, BS. All this stuff just drives me crazy. It's just like, take computers out of the game. Shut down, put padlocks on the building with the Phillies analytics people, and don't let them in. Take away their electricity. It's just, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. 215-592-9494. I'm going to get to this ballpark situation too. And then we'll dig deeper into this between the Phillies and Hassan Reddick. We still have a lot to talk about. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:55. Saturday morning on a wonderful day. It's not wonderful. Not after that Phillies game. It is not wonderful. Not even close. You know, we've dealt with it in the first hour. We're not done dealing with it. Phillies fans are pissed. The bullpen was terrible. The manager, people are blaming. And I don't think he did everything the way I would have done it. Let's put it that way. And the offense was not there. I mean, it's just you can run down the list of problems yesterday. Then the Eagles trade Hassan Reddick, and there are people that I know are not happy. I need to see play out a little bit. They obviously have ideas, and they apparently didn't want a player around that was going to be complaining about his contract all the time. So, and our question today, to try to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, where I know things have been really, really good with the food, with the TVs, and watching the games, and the atmosphere, and everything going on. Their locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. Here's the question to try to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. A highly anticipated game or moment that was a big disappointment. And so we'll get into that. By the way, today the weather will be nicer, and one of the reasons that it will be nicer for the game, which is a 4 o'clock game, it's going to be 60 degrees, much less wind, so it will be much less, or it'll be much less colder. Or is that the proper way to say that? It will not be as cold. It will not feel as cold. Let's put it that way. It will not feel as cold. I'm telling you, it was cold yesterday. People don't, you know, just even the players said it was cold. So, yeah, but whatever. It will be a better day out there today. All right. After I take this call, I got to tell you, my peeve with the ballpark here. All right, let's go to Lamont. Lamont, are you going to waste our time again today?
No, Dr. SK.
I'm not a doctor. May 3rd, I'll get my doctor.
Well, you know, I'm just
still the king. I'll be king PhD after that.
Let me just say one thing, sir. The previous caller was right about you. You're getting on Ralph Thomas and the team, but you never did that with the Eagles. You never set fire with the Eagles like this. You never did that.
Sure I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay, let me just go over things. Did I say the defense was brutal for the Eagles?
Yeah.
Is that a criticism?
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you,
is that a criticism?
Really,
did I
really
identify players in that criticism? Yes. Yes. Yes.
You never do that.
I did. Yeah. I'm on the record as saying it was brutal. It was brutal.
You're always on this side.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right, so you say that. But that's not fact. All right, what else do you have to talk about?
The other thing I have to say, that game yesterday was brutal. The Sixers are brutal. Everything, Philadelphia, I just don't know, man. It just, they can't, I don't know.
Because you're a Cowboy, you know, wait a minute. Are the Cowboys brutal?
Well, this year they was, yeah.
Okay. And they're going to be brutal again?
No, I don't think so.
They always choke. They didn't do hardly anything in the offseason. And you know what else is brutal, Lamont?
What is?
Listening to your nonsense. You have a great day.
I'm done.
Unless you bring something to the table, I'm done. Joe, you're on WIP.
Howard.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
A few comments. I'm going to Phillies first. Okay, I believe in small ball, pitching, and defense. I didn't see either.
Okay, so you since you brought it up, I wasn't even going to address the lineup. It's only one game.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Schwarber at least put his bat on the ball. He only struck out once. Obviously, nobody got any. There was not a lot of hitting from anybody in the lineup. But yesterday would have been a game that you could have, and they tried to steal bases, but the lineup's not conducive to the way it's set up. To generate runs, stealing bases.
Yeah.
Schwarber's going to lead off, and Rob Thomson is locked into that. I don't know when or if it's going to change.
No.
But I still don't like the lineup. I don't like the top of the order. It's really what I don't like. I don't like the top of the order. It's not going to change. Rob Thomson humored me a little bit, liked my lineup, but it ain't going to change.
It is what it is.
It's going to change.
15 strikeouts, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, correct. Correct. So there's three. Okay, who do you blame the most, the manager, the bullpen, or the offense?
Well, to me, the players as a whole, because they got to play the game. The manager gets, you know, has a line of car, puts it out there, and the players are going to pay a lot of money to do what they got to do. And I didn't see either one yesterday.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so, a quick comment regarding basketball, NBA basketball as a whole. I can't stand it anymore. I used to love it years ago, and right now it's basically one-on-one. And your main man, LeBron James, just drives me nuts with his negativity, the way he talks about me. That drives me nuts. And lastly,
LeBron James is a fraud. He is so annoying. He takes games off. He's trying to hang around so he can play with his son, and his son's not good enough for the NBA right now.
Yeah.
It's all about him. But the NBA on a whole is a really bad product.
Agree.
It's hard to watch because it's boring. It's three pointers. It's dunks. It's guys mugging at the cameras. There's a lot of blowouts. It's just a bad game. Yep. It's a bad game.
I agree again.
And they've let it get too far out of hand, and the players run the league. It's brutal. It really is brutal.
I agree.
It's brutal.
My pick would be, is this could be a series or just one game?
Well, your disappointment, I guess you could go to a series if it's dynamic enough.
Well, I got two. I'm going to show my age. But I'll just have to pick. Well, you know what? I'll play it safe. I'll play the one game. That would be Eagles losing against Oakland in the Super Bowl in 1981.
That was disappointing. I don't know if we – well, the anticipation was they'd win because they beat them during the season. All right, I'll put that down. I'll put that in the mix. Hey, Joe, you have a great day. All right, let me deal with the ballpark. And the Phillies want to do everything they can to win. They want to do everything they can for the fans. And the organization really does the right things. They do so many of the right things. They really, and I can't ever criticize them for most of that stuff. It's just they're really good. And they're good people. And they have the right intentions. However, it drove me crazy yesterday at the ballpark. And I knew this was happening because I saw the construction. I happened to be in the ballpark in the offseason, somewhere around January, I think it was. And I saw them doing construction out in right field in the area where you had the out-of-town scoreboard. All right, so, and it was not just the out-of-town scoreboard. So they put, I guess it was electronic screens, or I don't know if they're permanent or electronic, whatever. They put so many more, there's advertisements all over the ballpark. And that's a way of the world because they need to generate revenue or they want to generate more revenue. And that's running a business. But you can't take away the things that fans, they have a comfort level and informational stuff and things that they're used to and they want to follow the out-of-town scoreboard. The out-of-town scoreboard really doesn't even exist anymore. There's no out-of-town scoreboard in right field. They threw up those scores there a little while, but then they take them off quickly so they can run more ads. And then they have them on the sideboards on the below those boards that they have below the upper level. You can't even find them. I can't even find, like, how many pitches did the guy – and that was interesting because you want to see now you know that there's a limit. I couldn't find how many pitches a pitcher threw. And then the velocity of the pitch. I mean, Strider throws hard. So every once in a while you want to see what the pitch is. It's so small you need binoculars. And I don't even know if it's up there that much. And then they talk about the curvature of the pitch. They're putting up stuff like, I don't even care. But the informational part, I couldn't find the number of pitches. You had to search for it, and it moves around. The out-of-town scoreboard, and you wanted to see what the Mets and Milwaukee were doing. I mean, and the out-of-town scoreboard now will be, people will look at it more and more. It's a mess. You can't find any information. All you can see is ads and advertisements, and I get it, and I know that's business. But, man, you can't take away the staple. I want to see how many pitches a guy threw. I want to see, I don't want to look at the velocity all the time, but a pitcher like Strider, you want to see how hard he's throwing. It's buried. It's so hard to find information. And that's part of it. Do people enjoy looking at advertisements? No. But I know that that's business. But come on, don't. What they did, it's just, they got to fix that. They have to fix that. All right, let me go back to the phones. It wasn't a good day all around. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Good
morning.
Relax.
How are things in Willow Grove, Steve?
It's beautiful up here, man.
Okay.
Beautiful. Everything's beautiful. Right around from McGurk's, where I can get my chicken Asian salad.
Yeah, that's right.
Very healthy, and it's delicious.
Yeah, my golf course, Commonwealth National, is in the area.
I wouldn't know anything
there,
about
I,
that. That's,
I got
that's
a new suit.
Level.
I got a new suit for my commencement speech and my honorary doctorate. It went up to there to Doylestown. I saw Frank Ventrescus, so I just took care of that. It's just,
and that's the same. He used to be the guy in Jenkintown, right? He used to be in Jenkintown.
Yeah,
right?
He used to be in Jenkintown. That is correct.
Yeah, he does good work. Yeah,
so anyway, Willow Grove. There's a lot going on in Willow Grove, and McGurk's is. That's one of the locations near Willow Grove. But that's not what you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Well, listen, real fast. I heard you taking care of the babies. And I just want to, add my 2 cents here. With my granddaughter, we use Bomex, the ointment, when we change her diaper. That's the best. So maybe you could suggest that when they're changing the diapers down there for the guy.
Well, I got to start with the bubble wrap.
Well, use Bomex for the diaper. That helps.
Okay.
But listen to Wheeler. Sounds like he doesn't want to throw anybody under the bus there, and they love this guy.
No, that's a good trait. That's a good quality. He's not going to throw anybody under the bus. Hey, listen, if Rob Thompson said, hey, listen, can you go out to the seventh inning? He would have said yes. It wouldn't even been a question.
I wish they would have kept Nola for the opening day, but that's another story.
I'm okay with that. Wheeler's the better pitcher, and the better pitcher deserves to pitch opening day.
I'm just going, blood and guts. He's
I get it. The better pitcher deserves to go opening day.
But, it is.
So who do you blame most yesterday, the manager, the bullpen, or the offense?
Listen, the players got to play. They got to hit the ball. The pitcher pitched, and our superstars weren't super.
No, they were not.
Going, these guys let us down
Brutal.
Big time.
Brutal. All right.
Maybe they're still sick from the flu in the spring training.
Stop. I don't want to hear any excuses. All right. Your most highly anticipated game or moment that was a big disappointment.
So I've been probably late 60s is when I started realizing sports and paying attention to sports. And there's been many in my lifetime. But I was really upset when the Eagles lost to Kansas City in the Super Bowl when Mahomes was hobbling off at halftime and he looked like he had a broken leg and he comes back and destroys us.
Well, the Eagles helped with some mistakes too, but he did it. That's why he's the best quarterback in the league. So the Eagles Kansas City Super Bowl, and based on that moment when you thought, oh, Mahomes is hurt, Eagles have a great chance. Well, didn't work out that way. But, hey, Steve, I appreciate the call, and you have a great weekend. Thanks. Take care of Willow Grove for me. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. I called last week. I'm really concerned about this Redickson. The defense played horrible last year. Now, I understand we need to have harmony in the locker room. At the same time, he just took away another piece. So what this is telling me is I think the Eagles are going to have a good season, but I don't think they're going to be really a competitor for the Super Bowl. What's out there to replace those, 10, 12, 13 sacks? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, he had 11 last year. At 11.
Okay, but you don't have anything to replace it. You got all question marks.
Well,
and
again, the season doesn't start for a long time. You haven't gotten to the draft.
I know.
They're going to sign more players. there's going to be more things that happen. They obviously have an idea to let a player like that go. And I don't know what it is. And if they don't they don't replace that, and again, I don't know what kind of defense they're going to play. Is it going to be a 3-4 where the edge rushers aren't the same?
Sure.
It more linebacker situations. So we got to see and let it play out. But off the top, it doesn't look it doesn't look like they helped themselves. And I look at it the same way. It doesn't look like they. But I'm going to let it play out because it is a long time before the season starts. And I get it. You're going to. He's a good player. I thought he was a good guy, but he wasn't happy with his contract. So was that going to be a problem as well?
Yeah, so, I'm not happy with people. They sign a contract. You got an agreement. You need to live up to it.
Yeah, and all these morons. I love these people, and I heard it. I won't say who told me at the ballpark.
Sure.
Captain Clickbait, you know, kind of rolled out that question, which I thought was a foolish question. I think it was to Jeffrey Lurie. Well, did you think about giving him a couple of million more? Well, if you do it with him, then you got to do it with everybody. What are we just giving away money? He's got a contract. You can't just say, "Oh, give him a couple of million more to keep him happy." No, that's not the way it works. You just don't do that. If you want to sign him to a new contract, which they obviously did not want to do, then that's one thing. But I'll just give him a couple million more for this. What a stupid, ridiculous, asinine comment! You just don't give away money. I mean, it's just.
Can I do a complaint about the Phillies? Just not overall. It's not a. Well, I guess it is a big one. I just can't stand that these teams like Atlanta and there's some other teams always get off the fast starts. And I know at the end we do better, but can we ever get off to a fast start? And is anything in spring training that they can do to change to get off to that fast start and to get going? Because I hate being in a hole after April, like 5 games under. And then they, you know what I'm saying. It's just frustrating.
Well, it's very frustrating.
Is there anything they're trying to do to like change the way they're doing things, approaching a season? Why can Atlanta do it? Why can some other teams do it?
Talent wise, Atlanta's a better team. I mean, I think the Phillies are a good team, but talent wise, Atlanta's a better team.
Sure.
They're just a better team. I mean, it's just Wheeler is terrific, but Strider is better. But Wheeler pitched a little bit better yesterday. But the bullpen, I don't know that Atlanta's bullpen isn't better. And the way that their lineup is, they just have grinders. I don't even know how to explain. Atlanta's a very good team.
But I mean, they have an easy part of their schedule coming up in April. They got to take advantage of that, Howard. We can't do these slow starts, and then there's pressure on everybody. I'm just hoping they figured it out. That's all.
I don't disagree with you. All right, your most disappointing moment. To try to win the McGurk's gift certificate.
Well, I won last week, so I want to be up front.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's
and
all you're
so I don't
honest
want to
about
take
it.
Anything from anybody.
Okay.
So I understand the rules too as well. But thank you, Howard. I'll talk to you later. Happy holidays and Easter.
Thank you. Yes, and you have a great day. Yeah, that's right. And by the way, I should wish everybody a happy Easter. Another reason when they moved the game from Thursday to Friday. Friday was Good Friday. And again, I know there's people that respect that, and, you know, it's difficult for them. A lot of people couldn't go to the game. The whole weekend, people are celebrating, but happy Easter to everybody. Monday, you will still be celebrating. I don't know if I call it a celebration, but whatever. Everybody have a happy Easter. All right, 215-592-9494. Yeah, we've got to get... By the end of the show, people have different. Who was the most responsible for that yesterday? And again, it's one game, and I get it, but it is opening day, and there's only one of those, and people were really pumped and excited, and what they saw was not pleasing. We'll get to that. And I'm going to play Rob Thompson in case you missed it in the first hour, his explaining how he used his pitchers. We'll have that coming up. The time now is 9:20. Saturday. This was supposed to be... Phillies fans were ready to come off of Good Friday because the game was moved from Thursday. to come off that game and be happy. They're not happy. They are not happy. You are not happy. And we are talking about it. All right, before I get to the phones, Rob Thompson explained the way he used the pitchers. And again, I think the first problem, and I didn't even get, well, actually it was discussed, Rob Thompson, and, you know, going longer than the six innings or 89 pitches. But I asked Rob Thompson after the game, you know, to explain it. And he did. We may not like it, but he did. Let's hear from Rob Thompson.
Rob, can you explain the pitching sequence in the seventh inning?
The pitching sequence?
Yeah. I mean, obviously that's where it started to fall apart.
Well, with Strom starting the inning? Yeah. Well, with the two lefties in there, felt like that was a pretty good spot for him. We knew that they were going to pinch hit. Didn't mind the matchup, him on Duvall. Just hung a breaking ball. And really, it was very uncharacteristic of our entire bullpen that last three innings. A lot of walks. You know, just didn't seem to have a feel for throwing strikes.
Yeah, that's a problem. You don't have a feel for throwing strikes. But he continued to explain.
Plus, early in the season now, we got to be careful with how we use our bullpen. So once we got past Duvall, then I had to go to Hoffman. Because some of these guys aren't going to be able to go back-to-back. So you got to be careful with that. Strom threw the ball extremely well during spring training, got left-handers out, got right-handers out. We just liked his pitches against Duvall.
Why do you think Alvarado struggled like he did?
Looked like he just had couldn't get a feel for the baseball. Maybe it was the cold weather, I'm not sure, but... like I said, very uncharacteristic of really our entire pen, and they'll be better. I'm not concerned about that.
Well, I think they better be better. It's just Alvarado threw, I think he threw right around 30 pitches. So, of course, he's unavailable today. So take him out of the mix. I don't know if you'd go back to Strom today. We haven't even touched on Brogdon. I'm telling you, it's just like, I can't believe he's going to be with the team the entire year. I just can't believe it. So we'll see. All right. We'll see. It's the way it is with a lot of times with Phillies baseball. Let's go back to the phones. And who is that? Who's up first? Paul. Paul, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Hi.
Hey, I heard you earlier in the week talk about the Phillies' win total this year, and I don't know if you were kidding or sarcastic, but I thought you said 107. Were you trying to be funny because somebody else thought like the Dodgers were going to win that many or something?
No, here's what I mean. Win totals, it's like is a long season, and a lot of things can happen. And I looked to Gabe Kapler, and he moved on to San Francisco. And in his second season as manager, he won 107 games. His team won 107 games.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, if Gabe Kapler can do it, think about that. If Gabe Kapler can do it, why can't the Phillies do it? So I didn't want to be in the 90 to 95 range where everybody was in the 95. You know, there's so many things that could happen. Obviously, I thought the bullpen would be better. And it's still a long way to go. But I'm going to stay with 107 because if Gabe Kapler can do it with San Francisco,
you're killing me, Howard.
Why can't the Phillies do it?
I'm thinking you're serious here and you're being mocking Kapler.
No, I'm not mocking Kapler. I got along with Gabe. I still stay in touch with him. He's not a manager anymore, but I forget which team he went to. He went in farm system. I don't know. He's somewhere in the front office. But
you think he'll ever get a chance again? Probably not.
Yeah, well, who knows anymore? Yeah, will he ever get a chance again? Yeah, I can't say no, but I would say it's unlikely. Let's just say it's unlikely.
Now, I believe you know, it was a team loss yesterday all around. However, Strom just obviously took the air out of the balloon. You know, that place was it was loud on TV. I mean, you were there. It sounded like it was a really good crowd.
Yeah, I mean, not all the seats were filled. I mean, the Phillies announced the sellout, whatever. But there was still a lot of people there, and it was loud.
It looked like the sellout from the TV angles.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the upper levels had some holes in them, a lot of holes in them. But that doesn't matter. Your point is it was loud, and there's no question it was loud. But it can only stay loud if, in fact, you give them the energy. You know, when Marsh hits the home run, obviously the place went crazy. Yeah. They wanted a standing ovation. They wanted them to come out for a curtain call. It's too early in the season for curtain calls. But they were pumped. There's no question they were pumped. So your biggest, if you had to point your finger at one thing, bullpen, or offense.
Well, if you're breaking it down like that, but I thought Strom, and I don't blame any one person ever, but if we're just going to do it for, you know, S and giggles, I just thought he came in and it didn't seem like he was ready. And after,
okay.
You know,
right. Are you upset with Hassan Reddick being traded?
Yeah. It just seems to me sometimes, and I know it happens all the time, but I would think Howie would have been, all right, let's do this just to.
Yeah, I want to see what happens.
I mean,
yeah, but I want to see what happens. Let's see what happens because there's so much time before, even before the draft, and then the time before the season. So, hey, listen, it could be a big issue.
Before I get to my pick, you better practice throwing off that mound. A lot of people look foolish when they.
Well, here's the thing: a lot of people short arm it, throw high. Throw high, and a lot of people short arm it. And I haven't thrown a baseball in a while.
I would do a little practice in Howard.
Yeah, I got it, but it's going to rain all week, so I got to find a garage or an indoor facility. I wanted
your
to throw
coworkers it, man. Are never going to let you live it down if you don't.
I know. Hey, listen, trust
me. Torture you.
Trust me. That's Friday night, so I have a little time, but I don't want to wear it out just the first time I start throwing it. I want to keep the arm in shape. All right. So what's your most disappointing moment?
So I'm going to go a little bit different than, you know, Super Bowls and stuff like that. But that game that Ben Simmons came back but didn't play, that was, it was on.
And the Nets killed. Didn't the Nets kill the Sixers?
It was horrible.
And
they got crushed. And the tickets were just, they were like going for like $1,000 a pop for like horrible seats. I mean, there's so much anticipation. The fans were, ready.
That's a good one. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Paul. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
As far as the pitchers, I don't think any pitcher threw 100 pitches yet this year. They just don't do it anymore.
They don't, but why not? Can you answer me why not?
Why not? Because they're being babied, and like you said, they need to be bubble wrapped.
They treat him so. Listen, if you worked a pitcher to build him up for that, he should be able to do it. Why? Today's athletes have more availability to greater training, to better medical help, and yet the guys from years ago could throw complete games. Now, if a pitcher throws a complete game, he gets a medal. Oh, I threw a complete game. Are you kidding me?
I remember as a kid, Warren Spahn was 40 years old, and he was throwing 150 pitches in a game.
Complete games, it's just, I'll never forget the time that I was, Steve Carlton's 15-game winning streak was broken. He and Phil Niekro were still pitching in the 11th inning. Can you imagine today, anybody ever going, they don't even go 9, let alone 11.
Roberts said 28 complete games in 1 year.
Roberts went, I think he went 36 complete games 1 year.
36? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 28 in a row or something.
All right, so what's your most disappointing moment?
Last year's National League Championship. Game 7.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
such a big letdown.
It was pretty disappointing. It really was. All right. It wasn't. It was beyond disappointing. All right. Okay, Charlie, you have a great day. And a great weekend. Yeah, that was pretty disappointing. Let's go to Rashid. Rashid, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, King. How you doing?
Another day in paradise. I've never had a bad day in my
life. I drive a customer yesterday, and they told me they saw you in Orlando. And they said, how was that? Looks good. You know, he's short, but looks good.
I was in Orlando for the NFL owners meetings, which we didn't even discuss because of what happened yesterday.
The NFL meeting. Phillies, man, with this Tapper decision, you know, and all this, he can explain whatever he can explain, and he sucks, man. And if we get like 85 wins this year, we'd be lucky.
Wow. Okay? You're down to 85 now,
85,
huh?
85, man. Listen, his problem, King, is he take the pitcher too early, man. Just let, you know. And I don't know what's his problem with the pitcher, you know, like taking the pitcher early. I don't know what's his problem, you know. And, you know, AD, I mean, the pitcher, they used to have like 95, 100 pitches, you know, back 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago.
100 was like a little above average.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
I know.
Anyway, so, Hassan Waddick, you know, he's fine. He can go. I mean. He was okay in 22 because we play shitty quarterback and
luck. Whoa! You can't. You really shouldn't say that. You can't say that. Jalen did not play well. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. Last segment coming up. We'll get your the most disappointing moment or game or where. The anticipation, highly anticipated, yet it was disappointing to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Be another great day out at McGurk's. There's a lot of good places, and we're lucky to have a lot of them here. That's a great place to watch the games and enjoy the food. I always enjoy the Borgata when I'm down there, especially the sports book at this time. So there's a lot of good places. There are a lot of good places. But hopefully you enjoy your day. And the Phillies are at home this afternoon at 4 o'clock game. I'm Howard Eskin, 215-592-9494. We'll be right back. Time now, 9:30. Hate the whole family. You don't even know the whole family, moron. These people. Hate is a terrible word, by the way. Never use the word hate. You might dislike, might not be happy with, but hate is a terrible word because it's a terrible to use energy to feel hate is so bad. I might not like people. I might dislike people a lot. But, you know, it's just morons. It had to be some moron caller. Well, it's all right. Whatever. Knock themselves out. So, it's just, boy, it's just, there are challenges with everybody. And we have a challenge now with the Phillies. Let's go to Terry. Terry, you're on WIP.
Howard, thanks for taking my call. I got two quick questions.
Sure.
Alvarado, has he been here 4 or 5 years?
Not that long, but they got him from Tampa for nothing. Wasn't he released by Tampa?
Yeah. My point is, do they ever tell him to lose weight in the off season?
I'm sure they suggest when players, I'm not going to just identify him, but... I'm sure they suggest things to certain people, but pitchers are usually the ones that really are not in the best shape or could
right.
lose some weight.
Correct.
So yeah. I guess they felt that he's been successful with that weight. To answer that question, I don't know. Do they suggest that you want a player to be in shape? Sure, I'm sure they do. But
and
they don't,
my other question.
It's not like football where you get fined if you're not at a certain weight.
Right. My other question is, Phillies did away with dollar dog night, right?
Yes, they did.
So now you get two dogs for $2.
No. You get two dogs for
$10.
Yes, it's two dogs for 10. or it's just, excuse me, it's $2.50. No, excuse me. It's $2.50 a hot dog. Four for $10. So it's $2.50 a hot dog.
Okay. So you eat one and you still have one to throw.
Well, yeah, you can always, that reasoning that they gave is BS. It has nothing to do with why they changed Dollar Dog Night. The cost, they just wanted to increase the cost. I mean, it's just pretty simple. Forget about it. It's not about throwing hot dogs. And that's to use that as a reason was embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I mean, I love the Phillies, I think, are really there for the fans. And I don't know if they got together with Aramark. I don't know what the deal was. But they didn't want to sell hot dogs for a dollar anymore. And the lines were too long. Well, if they're going to buy them, the lines are still going to be too long. Then open up. They have them for games that are lesser games. So it's just it's for lesser games, so there's not that many people. But you got to open up more stands. That's all. I mean, it's just that's insulting. That dollar. And it's coming up. I guess for what's April 2nd's the first one. Right. It's not Dollar Dog Night anymore. I forget what they call it, but whatever they call it, Dollar Dog Night is gone. It's history. The Flyers had it. They didn't have any problems.
All right, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. All right, let's go to Jerry. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Yeah, real quick. I'm from Wilmington. So, you're going to be there at Blue Rocks Friday night, you said.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, did you go to the game with a coat or not?
No, I wore a suit and tie, and under the shirt, I had a T-shirt. I figured I'd be a little bit warmer. But I'm in the press box most of the time. They open the windows. I was shivering in the press box. It was cold.
They're giving you a doctorate in May at Goldie Peak?
Yes,
I'm just laughing because I know you bust all the weather people all the time. You know?
Well, yeah, but they were wrong.
What did they say? I don't remember.
The reason the game was moved to Friday was colder than Thursday. Friday was colder than Thursday because of the wind. Okay, so even though the sun was out, it didn't. I mean, there was a few drops for a minute. It didn't rain. It wouldn't have been as cold. And it was opening day, and a lot of people couldn't go on Friday for multiple reasons. One of them may have been Good Friday, but they couldn't go on Friday. You can't just plan for something for 2 months and all of a sudden say, whoops, we're not going to have it there. The weather people, again, were wrong. And I had said a couple of days earlier, the way I saw it, it was probably going to clear up by the afternoon. And it did. It didn't even rain almost all day. It rained early in the morning. But the reality was, it's not the Phillies' fault. It wasn't their fault. They went by the forecast, and the forecast sucked. And to have the game on Thursday would have been much better. Now, would the Phillies have won? I don't think it would have changed the outcome. But it was cold. It was cold. And what does weather have to do with me getting a doctorate for media, an honorary doctorate for media communications? I mean, give me a break. What are you, a hater?
No, I just thought it was funny. I overdress myself. I'll bring three coats just to, you know.
Well, I'm not bringing a coat because then it's something else. I'm only walking from my car into the stadium. I'm not in the stands and didn't realize it was going to be, I knew it was going to be cold, but that was that cold in the press box because they opened the windows. So it was that cold in the press box. But whatever the case, I'm getting a doctorate, not because I was cold, genius. All right.
No, I was just laughing. I wanted to bust you a little. I'm just joking around because I'll probably go to the game, watch you, the Blue Rocks. It's only like 10 minutes from me.
It'll be a fun night. Be a fun night.
So do you know the long-range weather yet?
I know one thing. It's going to rain most of next week. So I was going to, warm up a little bit, but I'm going to have to find a garage, like an indoor parking lot or something to warm up. I was going to do it outside and just going to build my arm up. But
yeah,
whatever.
Good.
So but for Friday, the long-range forecast, which is really difficult, Friday looks fine. All right.
Great.
All right. So, all right. What's your most disappointing moment?
Oh, okay. Well, I had two. Somebody just took one of them. So I'm going to go to the other one. I'm trying to remember. I've been watching the Eagles since the Franklin Field. But in 1999, I don't remember. Was McNabb on the list of people that Reed was going to pick? I know it was Ricky. I know the Dirty 30 went there for Ricky Williams and all
what
that.
What is the Dirty 30? I don't even know what the Dirty 30 is.
I don't know what the Dirty 30 is. Okay.
All right. All right. Just give me your moment. Just give me your moment.
Well, it's when Reed picked McNabb instead of Ricky Williams. I think that was a big shock to everyone. I'm trying to remember back.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. First of all, they weren't going to even – if they took a running back, and you never take a running back in the top 10, they weren't going to take Ricky Williams. Edgerrin James was rated by the Eagles, and people were wrong about Ricky Williams, was a better running back. And they were going to take McNabb all along. All right, I got a text from a friend. You know, people that put hate in their repertoire, it's a great point. Good friend sends me a text. Hate is basis of evil. So don't be evil. Don't hate anybody. You might dislike somebody. Don't hate anybody. It's not a good quality, and it's an energy you don't need to waste. All right, so let's go. Is Alex next? Okay, Alex, you're on WIP.
Hey, hello there, Mr. Eskin. How are you, sir?
You can call me Howard, or call me King, or call me King PhD coming up.
On this beautiful day in Zamunda. I just had a question
for
you, right? With them trading Hassan Reddick, one, why, two, once they did it, where do we go from here? I'm lost.
Well, okay, so here, let me just try to break it. And I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment. I like Hassan Reddick. I think he was a good player. But will he fit in the defense? Here's my question. Will he fit in the defense that Vic Fangio is going to run? That's number one. He was not a good run stopper. So in Vic Fangio's defense, was that going to work? However, he was complaining about getting a new contract. He wants a lot of money. And they weren't willing to pay him that. And for those nitwits, those morons and those dopes that say, well, why don't you just give him a couple million dollars to keep him happy? No, then you should do that with everybody. That's wrong. So that's stupid. It's stupid. It's wrong. It's moronic. And they just felt that they could move on. But the season doesn't start for a while. You still have a draft coming up. There's going to be trades during training camp. There's going to be I'm going to reserve my judgment and see how it plays out. But listen, it looks like they have a hole there. I would agree with that. But let's see how it plays out.
I'm shaking in my boots right now.
Put on sneakers then. Get out of boots and put on sneakers. All right. What is your most disappointing, highly anticipated moment that was disappointing?
My anticipated moment, Y2K.
What was it?
Y2K. They said everything is going to be chaos. Going to be pandemonium when, you know, 2000 comes in.
Yeah, that's kind of an off the rails kind of thing. But that's all right. I'll put you in the mix. All right, let's go to John in Lansdale. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, long time. Howard, Jim O'Brien and Dr. Francis Davis had it all over these current forecasters today. You and I are around the same age.
Well, here's my problem with the weather people or meteorologists. Anybody can get a meteorology degree. But here's the thing. They all say that they're experts, and they have the most accurate forecast. And, you know, just tell us, hey, listen, there is really a chance, you know, we're not going to be right all the time, and they're wrong at least 50% of the time.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Don't come off like you're these brilliant geniuses predicting the weather.
Howard, I sent him a letter one time because he got schnookered out of a golf tournament, believe it or not. Five days in advance, I paid. It rained like heck. It was supposed to have been sunny. And I actually got a response from the guy you used to work for, Herb Clark. You remember him?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Those people really cared. And then they didn't over-dramatize it. Here's the problem. You cost people money. They cost people money. By their forecast because the Phillies moved the game. There were workers that worked at the ballpark that couldn't work on Friday but were able to work on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So they cost them, you know, that money is important to those people.
Absolutely.
So they cost people money in other ways too. But
yeah. Can I give you a guess?
Sure.
Like I said, we're around the same age. I have to stay with Howard. 1964, the Phillies collapse. I was 11 years old.
It goes back far, but that wasn't a moment. It was weeks of games. But I appreciate your effort. Thanks, John, and have a great day. Albert, you're the last one. Give it to me quickly. What is your most?
Howard, what about the? Do all the pitchers have the go on the Phillies?
Give me your moment. Okay. I said, give me your moment. All right. Ben Kenny's helping me out today, doing a great job. Ben, what did we come up with? It's a highly anticipated game or moment that was disappointing. What was yours?
Yeah, I like Ben Simmons' return and him not playing and then the Sixers losing by 30.
He didn't play the first game. And the Sixers got smoked, which is commonplace these days for the Sixers. But it's just that's a good one. I would agree with that. There was some good ones in the mix here, and I appreciate the effort by people. All right, so Paul, where's Paul from?
That was Bob and Delran.
Oh, that was Bob. I'm sorry. Okay, so that was Bob. I'm sorry. I usually mark these things down. All right. So where Bob and Delran, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Enjoy it. I know you will. There are locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. It will be hopping over the next – it's hopping every day at McGurk's. So enjoy it and have fun. All right, Glenn Macnow, Mike Sielski coming up next. Everybody have a great weekend. Phillies baseball this afternoon. All I'm going to say is it will be better for the Phillies this afternoon. I don't know if they're going to win because they're facing a good pitcher, but it will be it has to be better than it was yesterday. So, all right, there's a lot of games left, but there was only one opening day. Everybody, enjoy it. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining in. If you missed it, I will podcast it. And Friday night, the Wilmington Blue Rocks, I will be throwing out the first pitch for their opening game. That's Friday night, April 5th. Have a good one. WIP, and now the time is 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.